Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Wednesday, April 21st, 2021 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Good afternoon, Keelan. Please call the roll.
Good afternoon. Ryan.
Here.
Hardesty.
Here.
Max.
Here.
Rubio. Wheeler.
Here. Under Portland City Code and State Law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the council are attending remotely by video and teleconference, and the city's made several avenues available to the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. The meeting is available to the public on the city's YouTube channel, eGov PDX, www.portlandoregon.gov/video, and channel 30. The public can also provide written testimony to the council by emailing the council clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. The council is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and to promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this challenging set of circumstances to conduct the city's business. And with that, we'll hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. The published council agenda at portlandoregon.gov/auditor contains information about how and when you may sign up for testimony while City Council is holding electronic meetings. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time today. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When your time is up, the presiding officer will ask you to conclude. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being placed on hold or ejected from the remainder of the electronic meeting. Please be aware that all council meetings are recorded. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Mapps, can you do a mic check for us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, now we can hear you just fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. So we have one item for this afternoon, item 272, the spring bump.
Adopt the FY 2020-21 spring supplemental budget and make other budget related changes.
Colleagues, before us, we have the spring supplemental budget, more commonly known as the spring bump. We discussed my proposed spring bump at a work session last week. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic impacts on the city and the community, I directed bureaus to limit and align their spring bump submission requests to focus on necessary allocations to end the year on budget or to meet urgent community needs in light of the continued COVID-19 pandemic. Once again, I want to express my true gratitude to our excellent bureau leadership and staff who continued, I think, thoughtfully and flexibly to manage operations and our finances throughout this crisis. Bureaus greatly limited requests for scarce general fund dollars, and several bureaus returned resources to the general fund. I want to thank them for that. Mid-year budget check-ins are typically very technical and, dare I even say it, boring in nature. Although our last few budget conversations have been anything but, and this action that we're taking, will include significant new investments in our community. We're supporting Cash Oregon to provide tax preparation help to low-income Oregonians through the extended filing deadline. We are kickstarting the work to establish the voter-approved police oversight commission, which will establish proposed rules and policies for the eventual police oversight committee. We are restoring funding to Venture Portland to continue supporting our neighborhood business districts. We're building an outside review of the Portland Police Bureau's culture We will invest more than $1 million in our social fabric by funding community-led cleanups, park staff to support clean and active spaces, and community organizations to bring community events to our shared spaces. And we're committing millions of dollars to immediate work co-created with community partners to interrupt and prevent gun violence. Procedurally, here's our agenda today. First, we're going to have Budget Director Jessica Kennard walk us through the ordinance. Then we'll offer and second amendments to that ordinance. After that, we'll take public testimony, of course. And finally, we'll move to deliberation, then votes on the amendments, and then votes on the ordinance as amended, assuming that there are amendments. And so with that, I'll turn it over to Budget Director Kennard. Good afternoon, Jessica. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mayor, and good afternoon, members of Council. So the Mayor said, my name is Jessica Kennard. I'm the City's Budget Director, and I'm here with Michelle Rubin and Robert Cheney, our Budget Monitoring Process Coordinators. So we held a work session, as you all know, on April 13th, where we reviewed the details of the requested supplemental budget and the changes therein. So today in my presentation, I will briefly revisit the purpose and practice of the spring bump and review the mayor's proposed supplemental budget at a high level. We will then hear and discuss any proposed amendments, have public testimony, and finally vote on amendments and the supplemental budget as amended. Next slide, please, Robert. And actually, I think you can skip ahead. Just reviewed the agenda. Thank you. So as we mentioned before, the spring bump is the second of three budget monitoring processes we undertake each year. The spring bump is primarily meant to provide year-end financial projections, make current year budget adjustments, and true up costs between fiscal years. This includes program carryovers, truing up beginning fund balance based on the comprehensive annual financial report, interagency adjustments, allocations of contingency resources, and other primarily technical changes. Bureaus may also request general fund compensation set aside that is budgeted each fiscal year for cost of living adjustments and health benefit increases. Bureaus may also appropriate new resources or request general fund contingency for urgent and unforeseen needs that cannot be accommodated within the current year. Next slide, please. So as noted in the opening remarks, the mayor issued updated guidance based on the COVID-19 emergency that narrowed the focus of both the requests and what is ultimately included in the proposed bump. So in all funds, the mayor's proposed supplemental budget results in a net increase as a result of and I want to extend my thanks to bureaus as well for their diligent financial management. The requests that we saw were very limited in nature, and again, the return to the general fund was really helpful. And I think we can go actually to the next slide, please, Robert. So in all funds, the mayor's proposed supplemental budget results in a net increase of citywide appropriations totaling $109.7 million. Sounds like a lot, but it's primarily happening outside of the general fund. And the most significant adjustments are related to truing up beginning fund balance numbers in several large funds, most notably in the Bureau of Environmental Services, which is recognizing a very large amount of debt financing or bond revenue for their large capital improvement plan. It also represents a number of sort of capital project budget changes and timelines, as well as new allocations to meet urgent community needs in the light of the continued COVID-19 crisis. So the mayor's proposed spring supplemental budget includes compensation set aside requests totaling $1.4 million. These requests provide funds to the Portland Fire and Rescue Bureau and the Portland Police Bureau. Those were the only two requests that we received for compensation set aside, and they both have been included in the mayor's proposed bump. The mayor's proposed bump also includes new general fund requests totaling $1.3 million, which fund 9 requests in 5 bureaus. The mayor's proposed bump also includes program carryover requests totaling $3.2 million, which funds a total of 15 requests in 9 bureaus. And finally, the mayor's proposed bump includes a total of $531,602 being returned to the city's general fund, which is helping support the new requests. So as we walk through these items at the work session, I'm going to pause right here and see if there's a desire for me to walk through any of these items or categories that are currently included in the mayor's proposed in more detail. And if there's no interest in me spending more time on this, we will move along. Are there any questions? Okay. All right. Next slide, please. So after the assuming the changes that are included in the mayor's proposed spring supplemental budget, there will be a total of $10.4 million budgeted in our general fund contingency account. This includes approximately, you can see, $1.065 million in unrestricted contingency for urgent and unforeseen needs over the remainder of the fiscal year. It also includes $3.2 million in program carryover and $6.2 million in policy set-aside accounts, which includes about $80,000 remaining in our general fund stability reserve. All resources that are available in our policy set-aside will be carried over for the same purpose or be used to help balance the budget in fiscal year 21-22 if the resources are no longer needed. But for now, they are assumed to be staying in our policy set-aside account. I'm available to answer any questions again about the proposed supplemental budget before we move into amendments and testimony. Hearing no questions, I think we will move to the offering of amendments, and I will turn it back over to you, Mayor.
All right, very good. We're now going to hear and second amendments. I have a list of amendments that have been gathered by the City Budget Office. I'll read those first, and then I'll open the floor to any additional amendments from my colleagues. We'll read each proposed amendment, then we'll seek a second in turn, as we always do. And after the amendments have been placed on the table for discussion, we'll hear public testimony. So we're not going to vote on the amendments prior to hearing people's thoughts on this. And so with that, colleagues, I have a number of amendments. Amendment number one is a motion that I would like to make as an adjustment to the supplemental budget as proposed. Increase Bureau program expenses in Prosper Portland General Fund by $250,000 for small business repair grants. The source of this request is requested carryover funding for the 311 project. Reduce the policy set aside by $250,000 to fund this change. Update exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change. That is the proposed amendment, colleagues. And I have a second from Commissioner Hardesty. This amendment addresses what I see as an urgent need for small business repair funds. As I complete my final proposed annual budget, I'll be ensuring that the carryover request for 311 is fully funded with one-time resources. These actions solve for a timing issue between the current year budget and the annual budget as we seek to address immediate small business needs. So that is Wheeler 1 on the table. Colleagues, my next amendment is one that I intend to include as part of my originally filed proposed, but as a result of the condensed timeframe, I was not able to include it in time, so I'm requesting an amendment as follows. Now, the motion to make the following adjustment to the supplemental budget is proposed. Decrease Bureau program expenses in the general fund in the Office of the Commissioner of Public Utilities by $30,000 to be carried over into fiscal year 21-22 for temporary staffing support on a one-time basis. This increases general fund policy set aside to balance this change. Update exhibits 1 to 5 as needed to reflect this change. Colleagues, that is at the request of Commissioner Rubio. Can I get a second?
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Hardesty. My next two amendments are related. 2 weeks ago, we approved landmark legislation appropriating $6 million in funding to address gun violence through community-led solutions. Because our fiscal year calendar ends in June, we must make technical amendments to the budget to ensure these critical funds are available not only in the current fiscal year, but also the next fiscal year, which for the public, oddly enough, you'll be maybe surprised to hear it starts July 1st. The next two amendments will true up the allocations between fiscal years and ensure seamless funding is available throughout the summer. So the motion, my third amendment motion to make the following adjustments to the supplemental budget is proposed. Decrease Bureau program expenses in the general fund in the Office of Management and Finance by $320,000 to be carried over into the fiscal year 2021-22 for staffing needs related to the recently adopted council ordinance addressing gun violence. Decrease Bureau program, It's seconded by Commissioner Hardesty. Decrease bureau program expenses in the general fund in Portland Parks and Recreation by $866,900 to be carried over into fiscal year 21-22 to ensure continuity of funding through December for the Parks Ranger program work supported by the council ordinance addressing gun violence. Increase general fund policy set aside to balance to this change. Update exhibits 1 through 5 is needed to reflect this change. Commissioner Hardesty is seconded. Wheeler 4 is a motion to make the following adjustments to the supplemental budget as proposed. Decrease bureau program expenses in the general fund in the Office of Management and Finance by $3,900,963 to be carried over into the fiscal year 21-22 to ensure a seamless grant funding program for community-based organizations, reducing the impact of gun violence in our community. Many grant agreements are expected to be finalized this summer, requiring those resources to be available to fund the work in the fiscal 21-22 budget. Increase general fund policy set aside to balance this change. Update exhibits 1 through 5 is needed to reflect this change.
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Ryan. Just a little context, this amendment will carry over the funding that is allocated in my proposed supplemental budget for this community-led cleanup project to the coming fiscal year based on the feedback from the Bureau about the time needed to update the city's contract with Solve. Through the annual budget process, I'll also be working with Commissioner Rubio to ensure that BPS has the staff capacity needed to provide project management support for the Solve project and additional clean and green initiatives. This is the motion. Decrease Bureau program expenses in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability General Fund by $750,000 to be carried over into the fiscal year 21-22 year to support a citywide cleanup project led by Solve in partnership with the City of Portland as part of the city's Clean and Green Initiative. Increase general fund policy set aside to balance this change and update exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Hardesty, that is Wheeler 5. Commissioner Mapps, did you want to read 6 on, this is the one that we're all doing, never mind. So colleagues, this next one, our office, Commissioner Rubio's office and Commissioner Mapps' office have worked together on an amendment to support a healthy, safe and inclusive reopening and recovery. Our office has heard and read the need for more funding to support community activations and healing events in the Economic Recovery Task Force, the Community Budget Listening Sessions, the PDX Recovery and Events Action Table meetings, and the Joint Volunteer Information Center Summit. We've also heard that timing matters. Event operators, organizers, and artists need time and funding now in order for them to put on activations, performances, and healing events for this coming summer into the fall, e.g. the need to hire people, advertise, apply for permits, create the experience, establish partnerships and the like. This amendment will increase the amount of funding going to support those events. So the motion specifically would be to increase Bureau program expenses in the Special Appropriations General Fund by $100,000 for grants to plan and implement community events that activate spaces across the city and the city's art-focused community healing initiative with priority for BIPOC-led organizations and artists. This increase will bring the total amount of funding for these grants in the spring supplemental budget to $275,000. Reduce general fund unrestricted contingency by $100,000 to fund this change. Update exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Hardesty. Commissioner Mapps, do you want to make the motion on this final one or would you like me to read it?
I can read it, Mr. Mayor.
Go for it.
So the purpose of this amendment is to help council follow through with its commitment to reform our social equity and contracting programs. Specifically, the motion is to make the following adjustments to the supplemental budget as proposed. Quote, decrease Bureau program expenses in OMF by $305,000 to be carried over into fiscal year 2021-22 to fund future revisions and refinements to the city's social equity and contracting programs. increase general fund policy set aside to balance this reduction and update exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect these changes.
Second. Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty seconds. All right, so we now have Mayor 1 through 6 and MAPS 1 on the table. Are there any further amendments that my colleagues would like to offer at this time? Seeing none, do we have public testimony today?
Yes, Mayor. We have 5 people signed up.
Since there's only 5 people, let's please give them 3 minutes each.
First up, we have Kate Merrill.
Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler. Good afternoon, commissioners. Thanks for letting me speak. I am executive director of Central East Side Industrial Council and our enhanced services district, Central East Side Together. Central East Side supports strongly the spring bump request to fund the Clean and Green Initiative's work through our own programs and partnership with Central City Concerns Clean Start program. We pull 4,000 pounds of trash off of the right-of-way daily, Monday through Friday. Through a recent Solve event, we were able to do nearly that with 60 volunteers in just 2 hours. We are continuing to increase our services, but we need your help. Through the Clean and Green Initiative, we are confident that we will find the coordination and come closer to getting the city resources that we need to accomplish our goals of keeping litter out of our city streets and keeping our water clean and healthy for all. We encourage this initiative to include solutions for addressing large-scale graffiti as well, which has overwhelmed our district, and encourage continuing robust funding of this program in the future. We appreciate the amendment to help small businesses through repair grants to just help address vandalism, which is, has been a big problem in our district as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate your good work as always. Next individual, please. Commissioner Hardesty, I'm sorry, Commissioner Hardesty.
No worry. I just was going to say just what you just said, Mayor. I just wanted to appreciate the fabulous work that Kate does each and every day in the Central East Side industrial area. And just, I just want to say thank you to your group, because without you, there's just so much good work that's happened over the last year, just that would not have happened. You are my sheroes and heroes who just show up and just try to figure out how do you remove barriers, how do you work with everybody in your community. And I just wanted to take this moment to say you are really the model of what a enhanced service district should be and what we should aspire to. So I'm very grateful for the years of support and good work that you continue to do and you and your organization continue to do. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Hardesty. Thank you. It means a lot.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thanks, Kate. Next individual, please, Keelan.
Next up, we have Keo Kubo.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my comment. I just wanted to sort of appreciate all of the bold initiatives, I guess, that are on the table and support them. I also wanted to mention, I forgot to introduce mine with, I'm the CEO of a company called Kudo. And we are, we've submitted an initiative. I'm not sure if any of you saw that or if I submitted it in time, but I'm working with Sarah from Bricks Need Mortar, and we have an initiative that we were also hoping to suggest, but all that I've seen so far is fantastic, and I definitely support all of the work that has been submitted.
Thank you, appreciate it. Next individual, please.
Next up, we have Sarah Schall.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, commissioners. And thank you for this opportunity to get to chime in on the spring bump. I recognize that there's a lot of need out in the community, and I'm very supportive of all the items that that were mentioned earlier today. I also want to, and um, I I am working in collaboration with Kia, who just spoke. We're collaborating on a buy local gift card solution that's an alternative to corporate gift cards. It solves a lot of problems, even offers something around city procurement as well, so that we can prioritize spending with our small business community. So I would encourage you, I know there's going to be a lot of budget talks, especially with the federal rescue package and the funds that the city will be getting. And I would just encourage you to just take bold action to support innovative private programs and partner with efforts like ours so that we can maximize the impact of that stimulus and keep that money circulating throughout the community. And I would also ask, I'm a little new to this process, so I'd also ask, what is the best way to submit that information so that we can make sure that you can see that?
Yeah, the best way would be to do it through the council clerk. Keelan, can you give the appropriate email address, and then Keelan will get it to all of our offices?
Yeah, absolutely. You can send it to councilclerk@portlandoregon.gov. It's councilclerk@portlandoregon.gov.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and really appreciate all the work that you all do. Thank you so much.
Love the card idea, and I look forward to hearing more about it. Thank you. Next individual, please.
Next up, we have Amy Rathfelder.
Ah, hi, Amy.
Hey, Mayor. Good to see you. Can you all hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone, members of the council. My name is Amy Rathfelder, and I serve as the Director of Government Affairs for the Portland Business Alliance. The Alliance is Greater Portland's Chamber of Commerce and represents the largest and most diverse network of employers in the region. Currently, we advocate for the employer community at all levels of government to create opportunity and advance well-being for all who live and work in our region, and to support a healthy and resilient business ecosystem. We represent more than 2,000 members from 27 counties, 13 states, and virtually every industry sector. More than 80% of our members are small businesses. I'm really happy to be here today on behalf of the Alliance to express strong support for three specific allocations in this year's spring bump. The grants to BIPOC-led organizations that will assist in activating spaces as we move into COVID recovery. The funding in Portland Parks and Rec that will support current citywide cleanup efforts, and the additional funding in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability that would support the collective Clean and Green citywide cleanup project in partnership with Solve. The Alliance recognizes the need for these reallocations and additional funding to tackle shared livability issues like urban litter and the reactivation of spaces that have sat idle throughout the pandemic. So I'm hoping that you will approve these proposed allocations that will support BIPOC-led groups and communities and simultaneously help move our city forward in the recovery process. Finally, while we are pleased to support these spring bump allocations because they will make a difference in getting our city cleaned up, they are one-time funds that will only have an impact if they're backed up with permanent new investments in basic city sanitation services like trash collection, graffiti abatement, hookup, and reestablishing the neighborhood junk pickup program. So we're looking forward to supporting long-term investments in these programs in the 2021-2022 City of Portland budget. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice.
You
Next
too.
Individual, please.
Next up, we have Dan Handelman.
Mr. Handelman, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. Are you able to hear me?
Yep, we hear you. I'm clear.
Oh, great. This is Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch. And I decided to speak on this issue because I noticed there was a bump for about $2 million to the Portland Police Bureau, which is roughly the amount of money that was being proposed to reinstitute the gun violence reduction team. I don't really understand how to read this budget. You recently got recommendations from the Latino Roundtable and the Training Advisory Council to put things out in plain English. And I think that would really be helpful for the budget, because I'll see what I can figure out from what I read. There's some kind of police special revenue fund that's about $300,000. And I think that has to do with the fact that other jurisdictions aren't paying in for the RegGen database, which isn't spelled out. There's a Police Bureau compensation set aside of about $850,000. And I don't know what a compensation set aside means. And then there's another $1.2 million that's coming out of special appropriations from COVID grants. And it doesn't say what that's being spent for. So for people out in the community who are very concerned about the way that the community groups were funded while the police were kind of secretly behind the scenes reinstituting the gun violence reduction team and then making agreements with the FBI and the ATF, which could put our city at risk of violating Oregon state law by participating in investigations that are prohibited by state law, it would be good to know what this money is going for and whether or not this is another way of trying to reinstitute the gun violence reduction team that we've been assured wasn't ever going to get put back together again. I testified at the council meeting 2 weeks ago when that item came up as a 4/5 item, and I want to just make it clear to all of you, since many of you are new to the council, that ordinances are required by city code to take public testimony. So even if it's a 4/5 item, you should be taking testimony on it. But I really, again, suggest that you don't do that. Don't put those things into the city council agenda after 4 o'clock on a Tuesday during COVID, because that's the cutoff point for the community to sign up to testify. So if you have an emergency that you need done, you got to get your paperwork together sooner. And on that note, just about the confusing language, the language I think that you're probably required to use for these amendments sounds like you're reducing the amount of money being put into certain funds, but it's not really clear if that's being put into something else or if it's being set aside for next year. It's very confusing to those of us who don't speak budget language. So I hope that you will explain what the police funding is for and explain what these terms mean, and I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Handelman, and I'll ask Director Kennard when we get to the commentary section to give some clarity on that. I agree, sometimes the language and lingo of budgeting can be perplexing, so I hear what you're saying, and we should endeavor to be as very clear about it as possible. So thank you for that, I think, accurate admonition. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. And I also wanted to respond to something that Dan Handelman said, which was around the 4/5 agenda item that was to address the gun violence increase. I just wanted to say, I agree with you. Normally, I would not have a 4/5 item that would make that kind of investment. However, this conversation had been a public conversation taking place for 2 weeks based on the press conference that the mayor and IPAC participated in. So I actually felt the public was in fact engaged in a conversation about the city's response. We wanted to act quickly. So I don't disagree with anything that Dan Handelman said, but I wanted to also put it into context of us acting as quickly and efficiently as possible to make the right investments and the right things that we wanted to see outcomes from. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. Keela, next individual, please.
That completes public testimony, Mayor.
Ah, excellent. All right, good. Thank you, everybody. You testified. And Director Kennard, I don't know if you are in a position or if somebody from the Police Bureau is in a better position to respond to some of the questions Mr. Handelman put on the table about what's going on here with regard to the police budget.
Sure, and thank you to Mr. Handelman, and I agree. I would much prefer for the language to be much more user and public friendly. I would draw your attention, if you have the filing documents, to Exhibit 2. My staff tried to create a narrative document in Exhibit 2 that actually explains in more plain language all of the different ads that are included in the filing, but admittedly, it's a very long, large filing, mostly with tables. So please take a look at that exhibit, and hopefully that helps a little bit. with regards to, so there are three police bureau related items in the supplemental budget. The first that you mentioned is compensation set aside. This is funding associated with all general fund supported bureaus receive sort of an allocation for cost of living adjustments and health cost increases associated with their staff. And instead of putting that money directly in each bureau's budget, we hold that in a central contingency account in the event that they might not need it. They might be able to absorb those costs throughout the year. But it's always understood that should bureaus be fully staffed throughout the course of the year, they may come and ask for that resource because that resource, all else equal, would have been budgeted in their base budget. So this was funding that was set aside for the purpose of personnel cost needs. And the Police Bureau and the Fire Bureau both requested those resources. They're both trending to pretty tight on their personnel expenditures through the course of the year. And so it's allocating costs, allocating resources associated with personnel cost of living adjustments and healthcare costs. I'm sorry, with this year, it's primarily healthcare cost increases because we actually froze COLA in the budget. The next item that you mentioned is associated with REGION, and yes, another bad acronym. It's the Police Bureau's records and data management system. And it's a regional solution. It's a regional system. So the City of Portland, through the Police Bureau, holds the contract for that system, but we partner with several other jurisdictions in the provision of that data and records management system. So we collect money from other jurisdictions to help pay for that contract. And so that's what that is. That's the recognition of revenue from other bureaus as we manage the contract for the management of that system. And so that money comes into the city, and I believe it's placed in their, it's a special revenue fund that the funding goes into, a police special revenue fund. The last item that you mentioned is the truing up of some grants funds. And so the Police Bureau does have several grant agreements, and they receive predominantly federal, but some interjurisdictional grant funds to support a number of their activities. The largest dollar values in that number is associated with grants for Sexual Assault Kit Initiative. And there are a handful of other sort of grant-funded initiatives that the Police Bureau works on that's also sort of truing up the grants that they have received to do various work and initiatives.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions, commentary? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. And excellent job, Director Kennard, and concisely answering a lot of the questions that were raised. I did have a couple of questions, and one primarily around our gun violence reduction plan. There was an organization listed that I've never heard of, Going Home Too. And so I'm curious as to what the process will be and who will be actually managing the grants under this these proposals. That jumped out at me because that is not a current contractor with the Office of Violence Prevention. And so I need more information about who this organization is and why they're in line to get over $438,000. And so I guess today, if we're going to pass this budget, I just want to know what the next step will be. How will I get these questions answered prior to us actually committing a contract to an organization that I've never heard of?
And Mayor, I can answer some questions if that's appropriate at this time.
Yeah, Director Myers, go ahead, please.
Okay. And thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, for asking the question about Going Home Too. I had to do some research myself. I was able to contact the Office of Violence Prevention this afternoon, Director Nike Green, and asked her specifically about Going Home Too. I'm going to include in the chat just for the panelists notification of what Going Home Too is about. Going Home Too, Commissioner, is a organization that works with individuals that have recently been incarcerated and have returned, and they help individuals re-engage. And my understanding from Nike that this is a contracted group with OVP. That's what she explained to me. I understand.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Thank you. That is really helpful. If I do not, I was not able to find a contract with any group called Going Home Too. So I would love to talk about that in more detail.
Yeah, and maybe I can clarify too, if she can direct me to like what is the parent organization too. Once in a while we see that, but she was able to confirm that it was a contracted group. I don't know any more details behind that. It looks like a group that does really good work out in the community. And they are engaging them this year for the rest of the contracted portion of this year. And as a grantee going forward for the 14 months. So I can do some follow-up on why you're not seeing it as a contracted agency. I don't have a contracted agency list, but I did confirm from her that they do have a current grantee agreement. And I believe, Commissioner, that part of the ordinance required us that if we were going to allocate dollars, that we were going to do that to current groups that had relationships with the city and that were grantee agreement providers. So I will confirm that.
That is my understanding as well. And that's why that stood out to me, because we did approve a set aside for new organizations that have never been contracted with prior to. And they would be eligible for that list if they today are not under a signed contract with the city of Portland. So that jumped out at me right away. So I appreciate the fact that you're on that.
Yes. And then go ahead.
Mr. Hursty, also, Director Kennard, we're not approving the contracts today, just in.
No. I understand that, but I it was a question that jumped out at me. I was not here for the public meeting that we had, and I just needed personally some. I understand we're not approving a contract, but it did jump out like a sore thumb. So I just needed to get some clarification on that. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. That is really helpful, and I'm glad to know that you're going to be involved in helping us make sure those contracts actually provide the outcomes we're looking for. So,
yes, Commissioner.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Director Myers. Anybody else? Any further questions or follow-up? Not seeing any. We can go ahead then and start voting on the amendments. If that is people's pleasure, we'll just go in the order in which they were proposed. The first amendment is Mayor 1. This is the Prosper Portland Small Business Repair Grants. Any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, Keelan, please call the roll on amendment Mayor number 1.
Ryan.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio. Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment passes. Mayor 2, which is the carryover surplus for Commissioner Rubio's office. Any further discussion here? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio. Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment carries. Mayor 3, carryover program funding in OMF for parks for gun violence response. Any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I'm also looking forward to being engaged, making sure that our contracts are really streamlined and aligned with, agreed upon outcomes and what success looks like. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment carries. Mayor 4, carryover grant funding in OMF for community-based organizations reducing the impact of gun violence.
Ryan.
Are we on 4?
Yeah, we're on 4.
Okay. I kind of talked about 4 and number 3, but aye. Sorry about that.
They're related very closely.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Very excited about this and very appreciative for what this means for the community moving forward. And we'll be watching this and making sure that it gets off the ground in the way it should. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment carries. Mayor number 5, carryover new funding for BPS for the Solve Lead Clean and Green Citywide Cleanup Project to fiscal year 21-22. Any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Yeah, very excited about this and also looking forward to this expanding as we look for a jobs program that includes the houses community. Aye.
Hardesty.
And I hope we're broadening the contractor pool from just Solve, because I know there's a lot of neighborhoods who are constantly doing community cleanups and find it really difficult to get resources from the city of Portland to support their efforts. So I in voting to support this amendment, I'm also putting on the public record that there are a lot of groups that are doing this for free, and I hope we find a mechanism to engage them and provide them some resources to help us with this effort as well. There are a lot of good efforts in our community that we should be supporting. Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
I want to also say this is great, and I am also interested in how this connects to communities as well. This carryover will allow the Bureau to prepare itself with this partnership. So I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment passes. Mayor, six, additional funding for community events that activate spaces across the city to the community events and activation action table. Any further discussion on this? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Aye. Very excited.
Hardesty.
We have an opportunity to really create inclusive, engaged community spaces, or we can really mess this up by not engaging people at the grassroots level. I hope we are intentional about who has the opportunity to benefit from these resources that we're setting aside. Nothing makes me battier than for people to do things for BIPOC communities rather than with BIPOC communities. So this is just a cautionary tale as we move forward with this vote, that it is important where we start, not where we end up. I vote aye.
Maps.
I want to thank it. A lot of folks have been working on this project, especially out in the community, for a while. I want to take this opportunity to thank all the volunteers who have been thinking through how this might go. I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to help wake up the city this summer. And that's one of the reasons why I'm pleased to vote aye.
Rubio.
I want to thank my colleagues for all your perspectives on this issue, and also the alignment around the value. I want to also thank our creative laureate, Steph Hawthorne Rack, also, that will help us.
I don't know if it's just me, Commissioner Rubio, but you keep fading in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better? I vote aye.
Wheeler.
I also vote aye. I'm very excited to support this. The amendment carries. Next is MAPS 1, that's the approved carryover for OMF for improvements to social equity contracting programs. Any further discussion on Commissioner MAPS amendment? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
MAPS.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment carries. So now we will vote to adopt the supplemental budget ordinance as amended. Any further discussion? Keelan, please call the roll.
Ryan.
This is for the big enchilada.
This is the big enchilada.
Well, Director Kennard, you and your team has outdone yourself once again. I noticed how many amendments you're working on up until the last minute. I just want to acknowledge you for your work. And you know, you made it really clear this is about making sure we balance our budget with just enough cushion. And you assured me we have that. And that's important as we just have a couple months to go in the fiscal year. So thank you. I vote aye.
Hardesty.
I am grateful that this is, I think, my first budget vote in quite a while that was calm and and not didn't stress anybody out who is in the room. There was a thoughtful approach taken. I appreciate the bureaus who gave money back to ensure that we could make some additional investments in community. And I appreciate the hard work always of the budget office with the very capable Director Kennard. I also really appreciate the thoughtfulness under which you present these documents and help us walk through these budget conversations. This is, you know, a good budget means that nobody gets everything they want and nobody's is totally absent from a budget. I continue to say budgets are a moral document, and it really does matter where we invest our limited resources. So I know this is just a chewing it up to the end of the year, but I am very happy to vote aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Very pleased to support this budget. I want to thank Director Kennard for answering all our questions, especially as a new commissioner, and also working with us to ensure that we are all on council aligned around our priorities. I want to thank my colleagues too for all of our work together to collaboratively make progress on our priorities for the city and hopefully move us closer towards centering communities in all our budget discussions. So, and just one last thing, thanks to the community for your constant communication to our offices to ensure that we're hearing you and that we're connected and we're responsive to the needs that are in the community. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank my colleagues for their tremendous efforts on this, their hard work, the hard work of their teams. This was very much an iterative process. So colleagues, I want to take my hat off to all of you. Thank you. Director Kennard, thank you. And your team for the great work you do. And I also want to thank the members of my team who spent some time on this as well. Thank you. I appreciate your work. With that, I vote aye, and the supplemental budget ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned.